may someday be dropped on our city. By understanding the weapon that threatens us. An bomb destroys or injures in three ways: by blast, heat, and radioactivity. The blast of an atom bomb is its most important destructive agent. In Japan, whole buildings were flattened by its force. However, many buildings of sturdy construction, even though close to the explosion, remained standing. The principal dangers of blast are flying glass and debris, the fires it may start, and the danger of being crushed in collapsing buildings. The atom bomb destroys by heat. People caught in the open as far as 2 miles away suffered flash burns. Yet, protection could have been easily achieved. Here, a bridge shielded the surface behind it. Any solid material afforded similar protection. The third weapon of the bomb is radioactivity, thrown off at the instant of explosion. However, the majority of people exposed to radiation recovered completely, including a large percentage of those who suffered serious radiation sickness. Today, they lead normal lives. They bear children. Their children are normal. These, then, are the weapons of the atom bomb that we must protect against: blast, heat, and radioactivity. Leave our cities empty and unproductive.
When the orgasm has been finally eradicated, the last remaining obstacle to psychological acceptance of the principles of IMSOC, as applied to ARTSEM, will be overcome. In other words, the unorthodox tendencies towards own life, which constantly threaten the natural erosion of the family unit, will no longer have the biological support of the organism. As we all know, biological and social stimulation of the family leads to private reflection outside party needs and to the establishment of unorthodox loyalties which can only lead to thought crime. The introduction of ARTSEM combined with the neutralization of the orgasm will effectively render obsolete to the family until it becomes impossible to conceptualize.
Cool. Or night, usually. Duck and cover. Adam's boy Thank you.